Country 102.5. Hello.
Hey, Carolyn. It's Eric Pasley.
Well, hey, Eric Pasley. You know how much we love you around here.
Excited to come back to Massachusetts, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I remember when you did our street party there in Lansdowne Street near Fenway Park, and you had people eating out of the palm of your hand and a great big old sing-along.
I think I've done it two or three times, and I love it every time. I'd say I have some of the best fans in the country.
Exactly why we keep inviting you back, Eric. Well said, well said. I'm pretty sure last time you were here was just last year, and you had just found out you're having a baby.
Yeah, we did. She's just a little over a year now. I'm just ridiculous. She's running around.
Oh, my gosh.
And she totally, last night we were just, she was cracking up and we were cracking up because she's spinning like a little ballerina in her jumpy seat. She doesn't jump in it. She just gets dizzy.
She likes the feeling of getting dizzy already. Boy, she learned quickly. Wow. And what's her name?
Piper Lily.
Oh, that is so cute.
She's fun. It's pretty special and fun. We get to take care of her. She's pretty dang cool.
Oh, I'm so happy for you guys, and I'm happy for all of us because we're going to see you February 28th.
Heck yeah, Friday night. We'll be rocking it.
Well, how appropriate that you're there on a Friday night. Friday night, that you should play all your gigs on a Friday.
I want to be your Friday night at the Six String Grill.
Woo! Wow, I love it. And by the way, tickets for the Six String Show, you can get right linked over from our website, country1025.com. Everyone's got to be there. And tell us what you've been up to lately, Eric Pasley.
I've been writing a whole bunch. We've been in town. I'm literally just about to listen to my new album. We just got it mastered, which means it's polished and shined and ready to ship. But I'm not sure exactly the date that it'll come out on. That's always fun to figure out. But it'll be out sometime this year. And writing a bunch of fun songs. I got a feeling a bunch of people get to hear some songs we're writing at the beginning of this year. And just always writing songs, helping raise babies, and always DIY on some project. I'm about to finish out a bathroom.
No.
My ride canceled today, so I'm going to go change some plumbing and some wiring so we can move the bathroom around.
Oh, my. You're doing that yourself for real?
Yeah, I love doing it.
Wow. Where did you develop these skills, Eric?
I think my dad. We, growing up in Central Texas, you could buy a little house for really cheap, and we'd renovate them and rent them out and learned that if it smells, you can paint the walls with kilts and change the carpet and paint the wall. And if you don't like bright purple walls, you can paint them.
Wow. But to do a bathroom, that's like a whole nother level.
Well, at least my wife and I have renovated houses and all kinds of things. We have a lot of fun doing it. It's not building songs. We're rebuilding something.
I don't know how you have time for all that and a baby.
I don't either.
Wow.
I have no clue.
Crazy. Where do you get the energy? What's your secret?
I don't know. I mean, coffee.
Yeah.
And laughter. And good vibes. We go out on the road, get filled up with good vibes, and come back and work hard at life and make sure we don't just sit around and be lazy.
Oh, I like that. That is a good way to approach life. Because nothing good happens sitting on the couch, really.
Well, but also, I will admit, I probably am somewhat of a DIY-er-holic. I get home and we've got a little farm outside of town, so we have plenty of projects always going on. But it is fun.
You guys should have your own show.
I know. We kind of have some cameras following us around, so we'll see if it's in the stars. But we do it, and if people want to watch it, we'll probably start posting some videos.
Oh, cool. I would watch. I'm a little bit of an addict of HGTV. So
oh, yeah.
I would pitch that if I were you, Eric Pasley.
We've talked to a few people, so we'll see. Natalie has the little camera out while I start demoing the already renovated bathroom.
That's cool.
we enclosed our carport and then realized, you know what, we do want to shower in this bathroom, and I hadn't plumbed it for that, so I'm going to pull the boards up and redo it because you should do it. Before you have it all tiled, just fix it now.
Okay.
So
good to
know. It's a lot easier. I already got a piece of drywall out right before I called you. It was like, hey, it's 10:05, I got 5 minutes. So we're already started.
Well, that is funny. Well, you certainly built quite a few songs in your career, not just for yourself, but for other people. Just real quick, give us a few names of songs that other people have made hits of. We all know Eric Paisley, the singer, but for those who don't know Eric Paisley, the songwriter, you've written quite a few hits for other people. Could you just roll off a few names for us, Eric?
Yeah, they actually had like the top 100 songs of the decade, and I think I had four of them.
Yes.
So thanks for playing them.
Amazing.
Friday night, my song was in the top 100. We had Angel Eyes with Love and Theft was in the top 100. Even If It Breaks Your Heart, Eli Young Band. And then, crazy enough, the number one song played last decade was a song I wrote called Barefoot Blue Jean Night, thanks to Jake Owen for recording it.
Woo! Nicely
y'all played the mess out of it.
Yeah, did the countdown here, and your name was there quite a bit. So congratulations to you, and keep the songs coming. We can't wait to see you at Six String Bar and Grill. Eric Paisley, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hey, we'll see you. We'll see you soon, and good to hear your voice, and can't wait to see y'all again.
Seriously, what a great guy, right? So nice, so fun to talk to, and so great to see in concert. Everybody go.